Would you like to sit under the light so you can see better, maybe?
Okay.
But this room is so dark. I can turn on the overhead lights if you need those. If it's dark.
This will be okay. All right. Let's see. Today is the 5th.
It's hard to believe.
Yeah, it goes by,
like,
doesn't
it? I've got one of the floor. Last course I took at school was an accounting course. You can tell on my scribbling on it.
Okay. Oh, this will make a nice place to write. Your name is Faye.
Mm-hmm. It's Gloria. It's really Gloria Faye. I like to Faye better.
Okay.
It's two G's.
And what's your mailing address?
Loop Road.
Okay. Is that a Wilmington post office?
I'm sorry. Just take it for granted around here. Our zip is 28409.
409. Okay. How old are you?
52.
Okay. And, okay, this is Myrtle Grove.
Right. Actually, they changed the name to Myrtle Grove Road, but we haven't been officially notified of a new address, so everything is just, it's so hard to change everything. We just left it, and we still get our mail, so that's...
Well, I noticed on the last, I don't know how much Ms. told you about what I'm doing, but I'm doing a comparative study of just the local vocabulary terms for things. And they did the same study back in the 1930s.
Did they?
And interviewed a lady. And the community name they gave then was Myrtle Grove Sound.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this area
is known by. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
No, all the names are confidential, you know. I don't even have access to them. But, you know, it was somebody who was like, she was 46 years old back in 1934. Mm-hmm. So
it would have been interesting to know.
I doubt if she's around anymore. But, yeah, in fact, this one fellow went all up and down the East Coast.
Did he?
To, well, two of them. They went to 500 different counties. So I'm going back to 30 counties.
How did you happen to be involved in this area?
Well,
I'm interested too.
I'm in graduate school at the University of Georgia.
Oh, okay.
And that's what it's for.
You're
and I've been working as a research assistant on this project.
Oh, okay.
And so I'm doing my thesis on something involving the same thing.
Okay.
So that's what it's all about. Anyway,
I'll do the best I can. I hope I can help
you. Okay. You said you were born in Columbus, but then...
I just claim this area. They always ask you where you're born. You have to tell them if it's anything legal. So I just claim this area as my home.
Okay. You moved to Fort Fisher, you
said? No, it's Curie Beach. K-U-R-E.
Okay. And lived there how long?
12 years.
And then you moved here?
Mm-hmm. Up on the sound. In fact, it was just up. Three lots over.
Oh, okay.
So I'm a local person.
You're close to home.
Right.
Okay. Have you ever lived in any other places, states?
Well,
or?
Just it's all been on the Sound area.
Mm-hmm.
We've had four houses since we've been married, but they've all been on the Sound area from, Masonboro Sound on back this way.
Mm-hmm.